Please welcome Paul Grafton.
I'm not the only naturalist that's going to be telling a story tonight. A lot of naturalists tell stories, and it means naturalists is leading hikes for sixth grade students out in Montana Daro. That's what we do. And last week, there was a sixth grade girl, and I led a hike for her, and she said, "Hey, Buzzy," and that's my name at camp, "you are like a teenage boy trapped in a man's body." And I looked, I said, "Constructive criticism or compliment?" And she looked at me straight in the eye and said, "Both." And so, you know, I've always felt that it's good as you grow older to remember to be childlike and youthful and enthusiastic and playful. And I have an 8-year-old son who's naturally all those things. And so I love being around him. But that other part, irritating, you know, constructive criticism, he can be a little bit much, loud. He's one of those kids in class who raises her hand and starts talking, all right? And he's very, very excited about his own good fortune, which tends to be annoying with everybody else that he interacts with, okay? And so over time, it's been a sort of steady decline from enthusiasm to coming home, and this so-and-so doesn't like me anymore, and this guy doesn't, until like about a month ago, it was tears. "Nobody likes me, they call me annoying." And he has this little bunny, he calls him Bunny, it's actually a dog. And he likes to go, "Hey, Bunny says this and Bunny does this," which I think's funny, but I'm probably the only one. And so, you know, in the midst of all this sadness, there was the fifth grade teacher offered a talent night, and he really wanted to do it. And so I said, "Yeah, you know, what do you want to do?" "I want to do What Does the Fox Say?" Which some of you may know is this weird song from two Norwegian brothers. And I said, "Do you know the words?" Yeah. "Do you want to practice it?" No. I'm doing Lego. So he went and tried out, didn't know the words. Teacher's like, "Eh." Came home, tears. "I can't do that. I don't know." All right, well, sorry, dude. That's a great lesson in you should prepare. And, you know, we were talking a lot about how to be a good listener. And, you know, sometimes it's good to shut up. That was my message. So he said, "Well, I want to do the zombie chicken song then." And I said, "Do you know the words to the zombie chicken song?" Yeah. "Well, let's hear it." And he busted out the zombie chicken song. And I said, "All right. Now, let's back up a little bit and talk about this song." Because working with sixth graders, I'm always on the hunt for sixth grade appropriate songs. And a teacher came in the fall and sang the song, "Ghost Chickens in the Sky," about zombie chickens. And I was like, "Oh, I gotta learn that song." And so the way I learn it is I practice it. And I always sing lullabies to my kids before they go to sleep. And I play in my mandolin in the hallway. And I sometimes will sneak between, you know, a peaceful song, a new song I'm trying to learn about nature or funny or something about zombie chickens, for example. And so, you know, I was playing this song thinking, "I'm practicing, this is great, they're falling asleep." But me and my son was really listening to the song and learn the words. You know, probably looking back, not the best choice of songs to sing to your children before they go into a peaceful slumber. But, you know, I live and learn about that. So he knows the song, let's go to the teacher. And when he goes in there, it's one of those moments that kind of swells my heart, because he's in this classroom. He doesn't, fifth grade classroom with a teacher he doesn't know. There's other kids milling in the back. It's loud. And she's like, "All right, sing the song." And he's got Bunny there. And he's dressed in his pajamas because it's pajama day at school. So he's very vulnerable. And he's singing the song. And he barely squeaks it out. And she says, "All right, you're on. Rehearsal starts tomorrow. Be there." And so I said, "Oh, great. You're in. Great. Let's practice." No. "I know it." So come back from work the next day. Mommy says, "Didn't go well." Came back in tears. He got up on stage and he froze, forgot the words, started crying, and he walked off. And I said, I'll go tomorrow. I'll be there. I'll play mandolin. I'll back him up." "Okay. All right, Odin, we'll do this together." Of course, mommy has bought like a chicken outfit with like a crazy chicken head and all this cool stuff. And so we go into this rehearsal, which is a really unique setting because it's in the high school gym, and there's about 100 kids. And you've got your third grade girls dancing to Katy Perry. You've got your fourth grade boys doing magic tricks. You got your fifth grade hip hop boys. And you got your kindergarten girls singing Justin Bieber songs. And what I realize is that there's all these cliques, but my son is not part of any of them. And so he sits in my lap for 2 hours, which he's a very fidgety boy, which so I knew that he really wanted to just feel safe. And it was kind of part sadness, but part of like, oh yeah, you know, I'm not gonna get to just hold my son like this for much longer, so I'm gonna savor it. And so we finally get the fifth grader girls in charge said, all right, you know, come on, you're next. Okay, we go up there, right by the door, and he looks at me, he's like, Daddy, I really gotta go pee. And I said, Odin, we're about to go on stage. Just hold it. You'll be okay, I promise. Okay, Daddy. And so we go, the door opens up. We go up on stage, we give him a microphone. The curtain goes, and there's like this big bright light. You can't see anything. And I said, all right, Odin, let's start. And so I start singing and playing. We're going to do this together. You know, chicken farmer went out on one dark and dreary day. He sat beneath the coop to rest along his way. When all of a sudden, a rotten egg hit him in the eye. Was a sight he dreaded. Ghost chickens in the sky. Bawk, 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 bawk. Now that's the chorus, and I realize I'm singing it, and he's like, frozen. So I'm like, Odin, let's just do this together. Just, I'll be right next to you. I'll be right behind you. Sing the words. I forgot the word. Just trust me. And so we do it, and he's holding like this. He's been working. Raising chickens since he was 24. Been working for the colonel 30 years or more. Been killing all those chickens, sending them to fry. Now they want revenge, those chickens in the sky. Buck, 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 buck. Now, at that moment, and I'm just going like, it's gonna be rough. I'm supporting you no matter what. I can see the silhouettes of two fifth grade boys in the back. They did a really cool dance scene. They're like cool performing artist dudes. And they're going, they're like fully into it. And my son sees that and his countenance just completely shifts. And he went from, to like, his chest came out a little bit. The beak was black and shiny. Their eyes are burning red. They had no meter fillers. These chickens, they were dead. They came after the farmer and killed him with their claw. They cooked him extra crispy and served him with coleslaw. Ba, 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 ba. And he's fully into it. And of course, when we're done, two things. Doesn't need to go to the bathroom anymore. And those kids come up to him and like, that was a cool song. Thanks, you know, good job. And he goes on, rehearsals no problem, front of all the parents, front of all his kids, nails it. And it makes me realize, you know, it's kind of alarming that I can do a good job of raising my son, but it's really those sometimes two hip-hoppity fifth grade boys that are the ones that come to the rescue in these situations. And so for them, I'm very grateful. Thank you.